farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, the Agriculture Ministry rehabilitates farm roads in Manchester. Our Jamaican Sing of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Soyez. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2016 competitions in World Reggae Dance Championship, Jamaica Creative Writing, Jamaica Culinary Arts, The Big Stage, and Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Submit your entries now. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC office island-wide for entry forms and other details.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries recently handed over 2 rehabilitated roads to farmers and residents in Manchester. The Bull Dead and Frederick Peace roads were renovated at a cost of $8.68 million under the government's National Farm Road Rehabilitation Program. The Bull Dead Road was renovated at just over $5 million, while the remaining $3.345 million was used to complete the Frederick Peace Road. Over 55 farmers who produce crops such as sweet potato, string bean, Irish potato, cucumber, pumpkin, carrot, and yam, as well as rare goats and cows on some 90 acres of land will benefit from these upgraded roads. More than 21 roads are to be rehabilitated under the initiative. Under Phase 1, several roads in St. Elizabeth, St. James, St. Andrew, St. Thomas, and Manchester are being rehabilitated at a cost of $86 million. Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan says the project will facilitate easier access to farms and reduce the costs for farmers to transport their produce to the various markets. In addition to the roads being rehabilitated under the National Farm Roads Program, over 80 kilometers of cane roads in all cane-growing parishes were renovated by the ministry through the European Union-funded Sugar Transformation Program. Mr. Buchanan says the sugar transformation project will continue until the next financial year, which begins in April 2016. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the 1-1 Coca Natural Farmer Training Program will begin on February 12 and run for 12 months for males and females 18 years and older at the Source Farm Foundation in Johnstown, St. Thomas. Application fee $500, course fee $50,000. Persons with interests in nutraceuticals or herbal remedies or regular farmer training are invited. And the Jamaica 4-H Clubs will be hosting the first in a series of Achievement Days on February 25 at the Monique Teachers College in St. Anne. Porras High will be the next stop on March 3, then on to Clarendon at the Denby Showground on March 8, and St. Elizabeth on March 10 at the St. Elizabeth Technical High School. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you no go a man fireside, you no know how much fire tick boiling pot. Translation: if you don't go to a man's fireside, you won't know how many fire sticks boil his pot. And this means you can only know someone's personal affairs by getting close to them.
Event promoters, get your events added to the Kingston for February 2016 calendar. All you need to do is submit 2 typed copies of the endorsement forms available on the Ministry of Tourism's website at mot.gov.jm/entertainment. So, get your event listed in the Kingston for February 2016 calendar. Submit your endorsement form on or before January 25. Events qualified for submission are those being held during the period February 1 to 29, 2016.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito free. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Sponsored by NHF.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Soyez with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.